It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Arr, happy Talk Like a Pirate Day to ye, football fans. I'm sure you missed me the last week, but the ravages of the common cold do not spare football forecasters. Even if this show tests my voice, this week's games won't test my brain. So let's have a look. Temple at Penn State. The Owls fly into Beaver Stadium with the expectation of losing. Let's put it this way. Joe Pa was in high school the last time Temple was the victor in this matchup. The Felines haven't allowed more than a touchdown per game so far, and it doesn't seem reasonable to expect Temple to do anything but get defeathered. Bennard's loser, Temple. Wofford at Wisconsin. It's tempting to call Wofford a bunch of ankle biters, but after Wisconsin barely escaped Fresno State last weekend, the good folks in Madison might want to stock up on dog biscuits. Brett Bielema won't let his Badger boys have a repeat scare, though, and at the end of the day, it'll be the Terriers who get bit. Bennard's loser, Wofford. Ohio State at Toledo. Jim Tressel takes his nuts on the road Saturday to visit the Lake Erie launching pad. The Rockets have been gaining a lot of altitude, including a nuking of Colorado last weekend. Despite last weekend's late game loss to USC, the Bucks still outclass this determined Toledo squad. It may be a closer game than some expect, but the outcome isn't in doubt. Bennard's loser, Toledo. California at Minnesota. This game will end a streak. California has dropped four consecutive road games, and the Gophers have lost their last 10 games against ranked opponents. Only one of these can continue. The Bears have already hung over 100 points on their opponents so far, and it's not clear if Tim Brewster's defense can handle that kind of attack. I'm not convinced Cal is a top 10 team, but I do think they'll eat rodent on Saturday. Bennard's loser, Minnesota. Louisville at Kentucky. For a basketball state, this football rivalry is very serious business. Both of these programs have flirted with success in recent years, only to be met with disappointment at the end. So far, they're both off to a 1-0 start, which makes it even more fun. Steve Cragthorpe is trying to get his birds flying in the right direction, but the Lexington Kittens are one step ahead. Bennard's loser, Louisville. Eastern Michigan at Michigan. Rich Rod passed the first big test of the season with a tough victory over the Golden Domers last weekend. On the other hand, the EMU Fowl haven't pulled out a win yet. Fortunately for Ron English and company, the ride home is a short one. Bennard's loser, Eastern Michigan. Northern Illinois at Purdue. When Jim Kill's Killers come into the West Lafayette switching station, they'll face a Boilermaker squad returning from a heartbreaking road loss in Oregon. Danny Hope has his bartenders back to work and trying to turn a few heads in a deep conference. The Canine have their teeth sharp, but they'll be cleared from the tracks. Bennard's loser, Northern Illinois. Michigan State at Notre Dame. After a shocking loss to Central Michigan, Mark D'Antonio has to reform the ranks and lead his Warriors into the Indiana Vatican. The Papal Pigskinners had a tough loss of their own last week, and they'll need to convert the Spartans if they hope to keep Charlie Weiss from getting excommunicated. Fortunately for him, the Domers will win at home. Bennard's loser, Michigan State. Indiana at Akron. Bill Lynch takes his squad on the road Saturday for a trip up to the Rubber Bowl. He'd like to play in another bowl later in the season, so you can bet his squad will be prepared to face the Ohio Kangaroos. The Zips are also looking to avoid another losing season, but it'll take more than a dismantling of Morgan State to get them there. Bennard's loser, Akron. Arizona at Iowa. The Pac-10 and Big Ten meet for the second time this week and the fourth time this season when the Wildcats stalk into Iowa City. Kirk Ferentz's flock have recovered from a near upset 2 weeks ago and are ready to sink their talons into a worthy adversary. The Zona Felines are ready to pounce, but they'll find the birds have some tricks of their own. Bennard's loser, Arizona. Northwestern at Syracuse. For the third straight week, Doug Marone's squad faces off against a Big 12 opponent, but this week should be the easiest of the three. After losing the first two games, the Orange are ready to put the squeeze on Pat Fitzgerald's Cats. Northwestern won't be the shame of the conference this year, but they will still get juiced. Bannard's loser, Northwestern. Well, friends, that's all the football there is to talk about this week. Tune in again next week when we'll have more losers to discuss.
This has been Bannard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.